time for Radio Nibbles. John Lendorf, this week you are lifting a glass to Charlie Papazian, and it is particularly a glass of home brew.
Absolutely. For those of you who don't know, my friend Charlie, he was a nuclear engineer, but he actually just retired after 40 years of running and founding the Brewers Association, and the organization he started, the American Homebrewers Association, along with the Great American Beer Festival. He is the godfather of American craft brewing, and he's finally stepping away from the day-to-day hubbub.
Well, he wrote what I think is viewed as the definitive text for home brewers, right?
The Bible, yes. The Complete Joy of Home Brewing, which has sold like a million copies. And, you know, Boulder is regarded as like the Silicon Valley of craft brew. This is where, you know, this area. And that's thanks to Charlie. I also wanted to say, you know, beer and radio grew up together in Boulder. Started at the community free school. That was a KGNU class, and they were trying to put together this radio station. And at the same time, Charlie was there teaching the very first homebrew classes that were allowed because President Carter had legalized homebrewing.
There's a story from the founders that how they came up with the call letters, KGNU. They got a six-pack of beer and sat around throwing out call letters and came up with GNU. So,
I hadn't heard that before. That's just perfect. The wooden spoon Charlie's always used to stir his homebrew is in the Smithsonian, and he has one other claim to fame.
Yes, January 23rd is Charlie Papazian's birthday, and so he also made it National Pie Day.
That's right, and that's how, if you've listened to this show and read my stuff, you know that pie is a big part of life here, and Boulder is known for pie. Well, that's also thanks to Charlie.
All right, so next Wednesday, folks, celebrate National Pie Day by having some homemade pie. Speaking of beer, 3-2 beer is no more in Colorado.
For the entire time I've been in Colorado, that was what was in the supermarket, and I always ignored it. And now there's this, we're like normal people in other states with all kinds of craft brew in the on the supermarket shelves. Whether that's going to affect small grocers and small, you know, liquor stores and things like that, I'm not sure, but it's a sign of the times.
Full strength beer now available everywhere.
Hey, Sam, what's the best thing you've tasted lately?
Well, I had a good beer at Fate, you know, the brew pub, just a little bit south of KGNU over there on Arapaho. They make a coffee kolsch. They use Ozo Coffee, local coffee roaster and purveyor, and a kolsch, of course, a lighter style German beer. Just really, really lovely. Perfect balance of the coffee flavor with the, you know, the lighter taste of a kolsch.
40 years ago, that was not available.
This is true. Well, you can listen to archived Radio Nibble shows at news.kgnu.org, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you, Charlie.
Everybody eats when they come to my house. Try a tomato plate, too. Here's Cacciatore Dore. Taste the bologna, Tony. Everybody eats when they come to my house. I fix your favorite dishes. Hoping this good food fills you.